Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Guthrie County Hospital is the Director of Clinics, Tina Norris, now joining us. So thank you very much, Tina, for coming on.
Thanks for having me today.
All right, and so, Tina, I understand that you had a groundbreaking ceremony for your newest facility there in Panora earlier this spring. Can you kind of just give us an update, first of all, about how that project is coming along?
Absolutely. So groundbreaking did take place the last part of April. And so we have, as of now, kind of laid the foundation. All of the plumbing, electrical work and stuff has been done. And if you drive by, we're excited. You can finally see the front of the building, what that design is going to be look like. And it's proceeding. We've got walls starting to come up, so it's starting to take shape.
All right, and so Tina, if you wouldn't mind just kind of refreshing our minds a little bit about why you chose where you chose for the expansion of a new facility in Panora and why you chose to expand the services in the first place.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the current location of our GCH clinic in Panora has a little bit of a limited space. So as we've grown, as we've added providers, we've found that we needed additional space. We needed to be able to bring our facility up to date with the latest technology. And so we started looking around the town of Panora, and we actually started about 4 or 5 years ago just trying to find some space that would kind of be big enough for what we were envisioning the town needing. Finally, after about 3-4 years of looking, we located a space with the help of Panora Telco that just created an opportunity that we couldn't pass up.
So then, Tina, when your new facility is up and running, can you review for us what kinds of services will be provided there?
Sure. Actually, we built the building kind of in mind with not only current services today, but also in the future. It will have two kind of entrances. One will be a main front entrance, and then there's also a side entrance. And so the side entrance was kind of built with in mind of if down the road we wanted to have specialty services, you can have a separate entrance into them. So if we wanted to have additional visiting providers, such as a cardiologist or a dermatologist, they could use that space. Also in mind was the pandemic that we just actually are still living through. It would also provide a second entrance for people that are maybe ill or sick. We could kind of divide out our space between people that are healthy and then people that are sick. So with that in mind, the building's designed to take care of individuals from birth clear up through adults. We will offer every type of medical service, so physicals, chronic health conditions such as diabetics, congestive heart failure, those kinds of things, plus acute care. So if you have a sore throat or flu, we have a walk-in clinic, so you can just walk in the door and be seen during the workday. We offer immunizations for all ages, labs. There'll be a lab on site. There'll be an x-ray suite on site, so we'll be able to do x-rays. And all sorts of the gamut of health conditions or health issues for everybody in that community.
And so, Tina, this next question I'd like for you to answer is, how do you arrive at those kinds of decisions about what types of services to be able to provide in this new facility? I mean, is it services that maybe you already do have out there but you want to expand to, or maybe services that you don't already offer but are going to? How are those decisions made?
Sure. Well, this building will offer us an opportunity to kind of expand the visiting providers in the area. So if we wanted to be able to have, like I said, a cardiologist, dermatologist, podiatrist into that area, right now we don't have the space to be able to offer that. So that kind of offers us a new opportunity, I would say, to bring services into the Panora area. Another thing that we're going to be starting is a program called OB Share Care. So this will allow us space and an opportunity to provide women in the area if they become pregnant and they want to have that service close to home. We can provide OB services to them up to about 32 weeks, and then we coordinate with an obstetrician in Des Moines, and we kind of hand off to them so they deliver in Des Moines. So that's something that we're really looking forward to being able to bring to the area, something so women don't have to drive clear to Des Moines all the time for short, quick OB appointments. It also allows us to expand our walk-in clinic. We currently offer walk-in at our Panora clinic, but with limited kind of space, limited exam rooms, it kind of prohibits us from expanding that. So with this new building, with additional space, we'll be able to expand that also.
Now, Tina, I noticed you said that you were looking to expand the walk-in clinic idea. Now, From your perspective, are you seeing that as kind of a growing trend that more communities are having these walk-in clinics where it's more of a convenience factor than anything for patients where they don't have to wait, you know, if it's after hours or if it's on a weekend to be seen by their provider, they can be seen pretty quickly right away. Are you seeing that as more of a growing trend or something that is more utilized now?
We have seen a lot of success in the Panora community. They've supported it really well. We started it about a year ago. Well, actually about a year and a half right before the pandemic started. And it was just gaining strength and then COVID hit. But it has really started to take back off. It is very convenient. I was over there and, you know, we had a little kiddo walk in with pink eye, somebody walk in with a sore throat. So to be able to get in and out before you need to head to work or get the kiddos to school, it just offers that convenience to be able to get those quick type appointments done and not have to worry about taking off in the middle of the day or waiting till the end of the day when an appointment would become available. So we've seen extreme growth in that offering for the community.
Let's also talk about having OB services provided there at the new clinic. I mean, albeit it's not going to be all the way through delivery process for a woman's pregnancy, but like you said, it provides them services that they need that might be just a quick little thing and not have to make an hour-long drive one way to get to an appointment. Just talk to us about being able to have those services because like in some rural areas and rural counties, boy, those services are either shrinking up or disappearing altogether. And it's always going to be a need, Tina. It's like pregnant women are always going to be around, you know.
Right, yes. It's something that we've been thinking about and working towards for quite a while. And we think that it's just definitely a great service to be able to offer to the community and to families around here. You know, they don't have to travel to Des Moines. Often those OB appointments are a quick 5 to 10 minute appointment. And right. To have to drive to Des Moines an hour, you know, and then drive an hour back, it kind of takes at least half a day of your time. And so if we can offer that close to home and we have that collaboration with your OB doc in Des Moines, we feel like it's a huge asset to bring to the community.
And Tina, I guess the question of all the questions is, when do you anticipate having this new building open and running for people?
That is the million-dollar question. Yes. With you know, construction, you always run into issues that you don't expect. But our initial timeline was towards the end of November, first part of December, and so that's what we're aiming for. We are hoping by the end part of 2021, we have a new building to celebrate with the holidays.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program here with the Director of Clinics with the Guthrie County Hospital is Tina Norris joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.